弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天早晨又能与弟兄姊妹一同擘饼，一同聚会。
I'm joyful that this morning I can break bread with brothers and sisters and gather together.
今天早晨，想继续上个主日的你们交通的负担。
This morning, I want to continue the burden that you had from last week.
上个主日，弟兄们交通到要恢复生命的实际。
Last week, brothers shared about recovering the reality of life.
这个生命当然就是我们主耶稣基督的生命。
Of course, this life is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个生命是在我们蒙恩得救的时候就已经在我们的心中。
And this life is in us once when we got saved.
但是我们蒙恩的人有的时候就觉得好像我们感觉不到那个在我们里面的生命。
But for us who are saved by grace, sometimes we cannot sense this life that is within us.
因为那个生命在我们里面不够实际。
Because it seems that that life that is within us, it lacks reality.
因此在新的一年开始的时候，大家一起来思想恢复生命的实际是一个非常好的一个题目。
And so at the beginning of the year, for all of us to meditate on the reality of life is a very precious thing.
那如何能够让这个生命能够在我们身上成为实际呢？
How do we let this life be a reality in our daily living?
上主日我们也提到了这个腓立比书第二章第十六节，要让生命成为实际，就要将生命的道要表明出来。
And last time we've already shared that in order for this life to become a reality in us, we have to manifest this word of life.
这个生命表明出来的时候，我们就有生命的实际。
When this life is manifested, then we have the reality of this life.
当这个生命不能够从我们身上表明出来的时候，我们就没有实际。
When this life cannot be manifested in us, then we do not have the reality of this life.
所以我们的问题不是有没有生命的问题。
So our problem is not whether we have or we do not have this life.
我们的挑战是我们的生命有没有表明出来。
The challenge is whether this life is manifested or not.
有没有成为实际。
Is this life a reality in us?
当基督的生命从我们的身上表明出来的时候呢，就是人的光。
When the life of Christ is manifested in us, then that's the light for other people.
这个光就是见证。
And this light is testimony.
所以如果我们能够有这个生命的实际，让生命从我们身上表明出来的时候，我们就是耶稣基督的见证。
And so if we have the reality of this life and this life is manifested in us, then we have the testimony of Jesus.
因此如果我们在一个新年的开始，我们能够在主的面前能够来思考这件事，来操练这件事，是非常宝贵的。
And so at the beginning of the year, when we can meditate on this thing and exercise this thing, it is very precious.
让基督复活的生命从我们的生活和从我们的侍奉中被表明出来。
That the resurrected life of Jesus can be manifested in our lives and in our service.
基督的生命是极其丰富的。
The life of Christ is full.
没有一个人能够把他的生命完全表明出来。
And there is not one person who can fully manifest the life of Christ.
所以需要与众圣徒一同起来操练。
And that's why we have to be together and exercise this life.
一同起来把这个生命表明出来。
And together manifest this life.
所以在启示录我们就看到 它有七个灯台。
And that's why in the book of Revelation, we see seven lampstands.
每一个灯台都是一个本地的一个基督的身体，把基督的生命表明出来。
And each lampstand is a local expression of the life of Christ.
所以这七个教会一方面代表当时的众教会把耶稣基督的见证活出来了。
And so these seven churches, at that time show how the life of Christ is lived out.
也同时也代表历世历代的众圣徒一同把耶稣基督的见证表明出来。
And also represent generation through generation how the testimony is manifested.
对这一件事不是一件小事。
This thing is not a small thing.
今天如果我们在主的面前认真来学习，将这个生命之道表明出来，我们乃是做一个伟大的见证。
If today we learn how to manifest this life, then we're really into a great testimony.
我们所做的见证与使徒保罗所做的是同一个见证。
The testimony that we have is the same testimony as the Apostle Paul.
虽然我们不敢把我们自己跟保罗相比。
Of course, we dare not compare ourselves to Paul.
但是我们必须要知道，今天如果基督的生命从我的身上被表明出来的时候，我所做的见证和使徒保罗所做的见证是同一个见证。
But today, if the life of Christ is manifested in me, then the testimony that I have is the same testimony as the Apostle Paul.
今天早晨呢，我是希望能够交通这个基督生命里面的一个表现。
This morning, I want to share one manifestation of the life of Christ.
我们能够在这一件事情上来学习把基督的生命表明出来。
And in this thing, we can learn to express the life of Christ.
基督的生命有一个特点，这个特点它就是一个给的生命。
There's a special characteristic of the life of Christ, and this life is a life of giving.
这个生命和天然的生命是完全相反的。
This life is very different from the natural life.
天然的生命是一个得的生命。
And the natural life is a life that wants to get.
我们里面一个自然的感觉是要得。
There's a natural sense in us, and all we want is to take and get.
即使我们蒙恩得救以后，那个里面要得的那个生命仍然在我们里面。
And even after we're saved by grace, that natural life is still in us, that life that wants to get.
但是我们里面有一个新的这个基督的生命，它是一个给的生命。
But there's a new life in us, the life of Christ, and that life is a giving life.
如果我们要让这个生命成为实际的话，我们一定要能够表明这个给的生命。
If we want this life to be a reality, then we have to show forth this life of giving.
当那个神给的生命从我们身上表明出来的时候，我们就有生命的实际。
When the life of God, which is the life of giving, is manifested in us, then we have the reality of this life.
我们还是要先读几处的圣经。
We want to read a few Bible passages.
第一处圣经是在《生命记》第26章第一节和第二节。
The first is from Deuteronomy 26:1-2.
这是他们要进迦南之前他们所听到的劝勉。
This is the admonition they heard prior to entering the land of Canaan.
申命记26章第一节，你进去得了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地居住，就要从耶和华你神赐你的地上将所收的各种粗俗的土产取些来，存在筐子里，往耶和华你神所选择要立他立为他名的居所去。
And it shall be when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess and dwell in it.
第二处在路加福音。
And the second is from Luke chapter 6.
38节。
Verse 38.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的。 并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。Luke
6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章16节到第18节。
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
哥林多后书第9章第6节。
2 Corinthians 9:6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
马拉基书第3章第10节。
Malachi 3:10.
万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。”
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it.
最后,诗篇116篇第17节。
And lastly, Psalm 116:17.
我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告耶和华的名。I
will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
我们再有点祷告。Let
us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你今天何等恩待我们，把圣灵赐给我们，做我们的保惠师。
Lord, we thank you so much that today you have given us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter.
我们知道在下一个小时当中，我们都需要圣灵的扶持。Lord,
you know that we all need the help of the Holy Spirit in this next hour.
只有在圣灵的里面，主啊，能够让我们所看见的成为我们生活的实际。
That Lord, that what we see in the Holy Spirit can become a reality in our daily living.
只有借着圣灵，能够使我们脱去这个世界上一切的捆绑。And
Lord, only through the Holy Spirit can we be released from all the bondages from this world.
也只有借着圣灵，能够让我们经历这个生命的活水。And
only through the Holy Spirit can we experience the living water.
借着圣灵的教导，让我们磨成主的形状。And
through the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we can be molded into the image of Christ.
因此，我们把下面的时间交在主的手中。And
so we commit the rest of the time into your hand, Lord.
我们这样祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In this we pray in the names of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
当以色列人准备好要进迦南的时候，他们就 得到了这样的一个鼓励。
When the Israelites were preparing to enter Canaan, they got this encouragement.
他就说，你进去得了耶和华你神所赐给你为业之地居住以后呢，你就要取各种出熟的土产，要盛在筐子里，往耶和华你神所选择要立他立为他名的居所去。
And so when you enter and possess and dwell in this land, you shall take some of the first produce of all the produce of the ground, and you shall bring from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and place it where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide.
这个是以色列人进入迦南地之后头一个关键的属灵学习。
This is the first lesson for the Israelites after they enter Canaan.
他们一进去以后，他们自己会种那个土产，当自己所种的土产一熟了以后，他们就要做这件事。
When they go in, they will be planting. And after they have the harvest and have the produce, this is the first thing that they should do.
那个时候小麦大概半年之内就会成熟了。
At that time, maybe the wheat it will be harvested quickly.
那个果树呢，差不多要一年的时间。
But the fruit trees need one year.
所以他们进到迦南之地半年之后，他们就要学习把出熟的土产要献给神。
So in only half a year, they would already have to learn to give their produce to the Lord.
所以我们就知道说，当以色列人进到神应许之地以后，他们有一个非常基本的学习，那个基本的学习就是要学习过一个给的生活。
And so right after they enter into the promised land, the first lesson they have to learn is to learn to give.
不是进了迦南五年以后，不是进迦南十年以后，是进了迦南半年之后。
It's not waiting after entering like 5 years or 10 years. This takes only half a year of after entering Canaan.
在他们进了迦南的头一年之内，他们就要开始学习过一个给的生活。
So within 1 year of their entrance into Canaan, they have to learn a life of giving.
所以今天我们蒙恩得救以后，我们也不需要等很多年再来学习过一个给的生活。
So after we're saved by grace, we do not have to wait for many years before we learn to live a life of giving.
因为我们里面有一个那个给的生命。
Because in us is already that life that gives.
我们要让这个给的生命从我们身上表明出来。
We want this life that is the life of giving to be manifested in us.
因此我们需要在蒙恩得救以后就开始学习让这个生命可以表明出来。
And so we want it to happen such that after we're saved by grace, we want this life of giving to be manifested.
如何能够有这样的一个操练和学习呢？
How do we practice this?
我想有几个方面是我们一蒙恩得救就可以操练和学习的。
I think there are a few ways that we can practice this right after we're saved by grace.
我头一个学习，我们就要学习来感谢、来赞美神。
First is we have to learn to praise and thank the Lord.
感谢和赞美，它是那个给的生命的一个表现。
Praising and thanking the Lord is an expression of that life of giving.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，感谢和赞美是我们嘴唇所结的果子。
In the book of Hebrews, it says that praising and thanksgiving are the fruits of our lips.
这个果子不需要一年才熟，这个果子我们蒙恩得救以后，它就能够成熟的。
And this fruit does not take 1 year to ripe. It immediately after we're saved, we can do that.
所以只要我们蒙恩得救了以后，这就是一个最基本的一个给的一个学习。
As long as we're saved by grace, this is the first giving that we can learn.
要常常把这个嘴唇的果子来献给神。
And we need to give this fruit of the lips.
不但这个感谢和赞美，这个敬拜是我们的侍奉，它也是我们生活的一部分。
This praise and thanksgiving, this worship, is not only a service, but it's part of our daily lives.
这是我们最基本的那个生命的一个表现。
This is a basic expression of the life.
因此我们天天都要把这一个生命表明出来。
And that's why daily we need to express this life.
第二个方式我们可以学习让这个生命可以表明出来，就是要为主做见证。
The second way to express this life is to be a testimony.
我们为主做见证，不是一件事情，乃是生命的一个表现。
To be a testimony for the Lord is not to do something, but it's an expression of the life.
如果主的恩典在我们身上，我们为主来做那个见证，就是把那个见证来表明出来。
If the grace is upon us, then giving a testimony is to express that testimony that is in us.
一个非常好的、非常美好的一朵花，它无时无刻都把它的那个香气表明出来。
A beautiful flower will constantly give out its fragrance.
他不需要做一件什么工作来把他的香气表明出来。
It does not have to do some special thing for it to give out its fragrance.
那个香气是他那个花里面的生命。
Because fragrance is a life of that flower.
那个花只要让那个香气表明出来，就是他的见证。
All that the flowerhave to do is to let that fragrance out, and that's the testimony of the flower.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人要学习过这样的一个给的生活。
Each of us who are saved by grace have to learn to live this kind of life.
第三，我们要学习奉献。
The third is to learn consecration.
奉献呢，有两个方面，一方面是物质上的奉献。
There are two aspects to consecration. One is material things.
这个物质上的奉献，它是有属灵的意义的。
But the material consecration still has spiritual significance.
当他们把这个土产 取来奉献给神的时候，它的属灵的意义就是所有的他们在迦南所得到的这些土产都是神所赐的。
When they offer this produce to the Lord, it means that all the produce that they would get from this land is the Lord's.
所以我们把财物来奉献给神的时候，我们乃是见证今天我们所有的一切都是神所赐的。
So when we offer to the Lord our money, it means that everything that we have belongs to the Lord.
在另外一方面，奉献更表示我们要把我们自己来献给神。
And all the more the other thing about consecration is to give ourselves totally to the Lord.
所有的属灵的人，他都能够表现出这个给的生命。
All spiritual person can express this life.
越是在神的手中被神所使用的人，他给的就越多。
The more they're usedof the Lord, the more they can give.
因为他们在他们的生命当中呢，就把这个给的生命表明出来了。
Because in their life, they show forth and manifest this life of giving.
我们都记得啊，当保罗要回到耶路撒冷的时候，他就从以弗所经过。
When Paul is going to Jerusalem, he passed by Ephesus.
他不想进以弗所，他把以弗所的长老就请到米利都，他要跟他们说话。
he did not go into the city of Ephesus, but he invited the elders out and then they met.
保罗跟他说以后我们不会再见面了。
And Paul said to them that we would not see each other again.
因此保罗跟他们所说的话是保罗和以弗所长老的最后的话。
And so what Paul told them are his last words to the elders of Ephesus.
这是保罗对以弗所长老的最后的一个勉励。
This is his last encouragement to the elders of Ephesus.
他的勉励是什么呢？
And what is this admonition from Paul?
他说我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
And Paul said that I have never coveted anything from any man.
一个天然的人在地上他是想得他想要得的是金银衣服。
And you know, a natural man wants to gain stuff from people. They want food and clothing.
但是保罗说我这两只手常供给我和同人的需用，这是你们自己知道的。
But he said that my two hands always do things and give, and you know it.
保罗在以弗所三年当中，他在那里他是给，他从来在那里不是得。
In the 3 years that he was in Ephesus, all he did was to give and not to gain.
他说我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人。
He said that I am an example to you that I really help those who are in need.
又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
And then also remember the Lord's word that it is better to give than to receive.
这是保罗在最后的时候对以弗所的长老他的一个劝勉。
This is his last admonition to the elders in Ephesus.
他替他们做了一个榜样。
He was an example to them.
那个榜样就是给的一个榜样。
And that example is an example of one who gives.
这个勉励是给以弗所的长老的。
And this encouragement is for the elders of Ephesus.
所以这个给的学习啊，是我们一生的学习。
And so this learning of to give is something we have to learn our whole life.
我们从蒙恩得救以后呢，就开始要学习。
From the moment we're saved by grace, we have to start this learning.
即使有一天我们在神的家中做长老了，我们仍然要继续的学习。
And if it happens that one of these days we become an elder, we still continue to learn.
因为施比受更为有福。
Because it is more blessed to give than to receive.
能给的比不能给的有福。
Those who can give are more blessed than those who cannot give.
一个能给的人他的给的那个度量就是他的福气。
For a person who gives, the measure that they can give is the measure they will be blessed.
我们尼弟兄曾经讲过一句话，他说估量生命的原则是以施不是以得。
Our brother Watchman Nee has said that the measure of life is how much you can give and not how much you can get.
今天神赐福给我们，他的目的呢，就是要让我们成为别人的祝福。
Today, when the Lord blesses, it is for us to bless other people.
当我们从神那里，我们接受到他的恩典的时候，我们也应该学习去给出去。
When we receive grace and blessing from the Lord, we have to learn to give it to others.
这个叫做将生命的道表明出来。
This is what we mean by expressing or manifesting the word of life.
不论我们信主是半年、是一年，或者我们在教会已经负责任，我们做长老。
Otherwise, whether we're saved in half a year,our year, or we have become responsible brothers or elders in the church.
我们都要学习这个功课。
We all still have to learn this lesson.
好叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑啊。
That our days in the Lord are not in vain.
也没有徒劳。
And not be laboring in vain.
如果我们在地上的年日没有这样学习的时候，有一天我们发现我们在地上所跑的路是空跑的。
Otherwise, we will find out one day that we have run in vain.
我们所有的劳力是徒劳的。
And then we also find out that all our labor are also in vain.
早晨我们就来一起思想，要认识这个给的意义。
And so this morning, we want to meditate on the meaning of giving.
有的时候我们没有办法来学习，是因为我们没有明白这个给的意义。
Sometimes we cannot learn or practice giving is because we do not know the meaning of giving.
从主的话里面我们看见这个给哈有三个意义。
But from the word of the Lord, we see there are three meanings to giving.
第一个意义哈，这个给是撒种。
The first is giving is sowing.
第二个意义呢，给呢是一把钥匙。
Second is giving is a key.
第三呢，给是一个祭。
And the third is giving is a sacrifice.
因此早晨我们一起来默想这三个给的意义。
And so we want to meditate on these three meanings of giving.
头一个意义呢，给是撒种。
So the first one is giving is sowing.
所以哥林多后书就告诉我们，他说少种的少收呢，多种的多收，这话是真的。
And so in 2 Corinthians it says that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
给不是损失。
Giving is not a loss.
给是得着。
Giving is actually gaining.
所以这个是圣经上给我们看见的那个意义，我们人都是认为给是损失。
For us people, we always think that giving is like losing something.
但是圣经告诉我们给是得着。
But actually the Bible shows us that giving is actually gaining.
而且你种的是什么，你收的是什么。
And what you sow, you reap.
你给的是什么，你得的就是什么。
And what you give out is what you will gain back.
而且不但如此呢，我们所收的要超过我们所种的。
And actually, what you will receive or harvest is more than what you planted.
主耶稣不是说吗，落在好土里的他结实就有100倍，有60倍，有30倍。
And isn't it that the Lord said that the seed that goes into the good soil, it will produce 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold?
所以我们给出去的会比我们所收到的还少的，我们收的比我们给的多的。
When we give, actually what we receive back is going to be even more.
就像那个小孩子把5饼2鱼给了主耶稣。
It's like the child who gave the five loaves and 2 fish to the Lord.
结果得着的却是让5000人都吃饱。
And then in return, 5,000 were fed.
你看这个给实在是非常非常重要的一件事啊。
You see, this giving is so important.
如果我们知道这样的话，我们就会想要多给。
If we know this, then we want to give more.
因为你给的越多，你收的就更多。
Because the more you give, the more you receive.
如果你种一升的小麦，可以收30升的小麦。
If you plant a grain of wheat, you will get back 30-fold.
那如果你种10升的小麦，你不是要收300升的小麦吗？
And then if you put in 10, then you will gain back 300.
因此如果我们认识什么叫做给的话，我们给就绝对不会勉强的。
And so if you know what is giving, then your giving will not be out of reluctance.
弟兄姊妹，不知道有没有人在后院种菜的？
I don't know if there's any of you who planted vegetables.
我不知道在明州有没有这样的情形，在德州啊，在后院种菜是非常普遍的。
I don't know if it is in Minnesota, but in Texas, it's very common to plant something in your backyard.
当弟兄姊妹在后院种菜的时候，他种的时候绝对不勉强的。
When brothers and sisters plant something in their backyard, it is not out of being forced to.
他种的时候是心甘乐意的。
When they do it willingly.
而且他很希望他有更多的种子。
And they want to have a lot of seed.
更多的种子他就能够种下去更多，将来收成就更多了。
Because the more seed they have, they can plant more and they can harvest more.
那为什么他们能够这么乐意的去撒种呢？
Why do they willingly and joyfully sow those seeds?
因为他知道这个撒种是有收成的。
Because they know that there's going to be harvest after this sowing.
哥林多后书告诉我们，这个给就是撒种。
And 2 Corinthians tells us that giving is sowing.
这个给不但是撒种，而且呢，它不是撒在地里的。
And the sowing is not sowing on the ground.
如果今天我们学习这个给啊，这个种是撒在一个永恒的国度里面的。
Because today if we learn giving, this sowing is sowing to this eternity.
今天如果我们在地上，我们有再多的种子，我们也不能带进永恒的。
Today, if we have seed in this earth, we cannot bring this seed to eternity.
但是如果我们给出去的话，我们所给出去的是在永恒里面蒙纪念的。
But if we know how to give and we give, this giving is remembered in eternity.
在地上我们所收的，有一天啊，也是会过去的。
Whatever we sow here on earth, one day it will pass away.
但是我们种在永恒国度里面的，永远都不会过去。
But what you planted in the eternal kingdom will never pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从哥林后就发现了，这个给它的属灵的意义呢，就是撒种。
And so we see from 2 Corinthians, the spiritual meaning of giving is sowing.
如果我们认识了它原来是一个撒种，我们每一个人都必定是一个甘心乐意去给的人。
And if we know this meaning, then we would be one who will be giving willingly.
第二个呢，给的意义呢，它是一把钥匙。
The second meaning of giving is it is a key.
当钥匙就是要开的，它开什么呢？
A key is to open. What is it trying to open?
给是一把钥匙，能够把天上的窗户打开的。
So giving is a key, and this key will open the window of heaven.
那马拉基书就说了，你把十分之一送入仓库的时候呢，要试试我会不会为你敞开天上的窗户。
So in Malachi it says, if you tithe, which is giving one tenth, if you test me, you will see the windows of heaven open.
有的人说啊，那十一奉献呢是律法，今天不需要守这个律法了。
Maybe you say the tithing is a law, and today we don't have to keep this law.
但是其实十一奉献是在律法之前的。
But actually, tithing comes before the law.
是亚伯兰把十分之一给麦基洗德的。
Because Abraham gave one tenth to Melchizedek.
这是在律法之前的。
And this happened before the giving of the law.
而且是没有人告诉亚伯兰这样去做，是亚伯兰甘心这样去做的。
And nobody ever told Abraham to do it. He did this willingly out of his own.
这十分之一就代表亚伯兰所有的一切。
And this one tenth actually represents all that Abraham had.
把这十分之一献上就表示我们一切所有的都是神所赐的。
By giving a tenth, it actually represents that everything is the Lord's.
如果我们所有的一切都是神的，那我们不过就是神的管家。
If everything that we have actually belongs to the Lord, then we are just stewards.
如果我们知道这个意义的话，那十一奉献就不难了。
If we know this meaning, then this tithing or giving a tenth is not hard.
因为不过是管家把该给神的归给神就是了。
We are stewards, and so what belongs to the Lord has to be given to the Lord.
那主特别说呢，他说以此试试我。
And that's why the Lord said to test.
是否为你敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing.
好像只有这件事情在圣经上主要我们试试他。
And it is only this thing as if that the Lord wants us to test him.
主要我们来试试这把钥匙。
The Lord wants us to test this key.
是否这个钥匙能够敞开天上的窗户。
It is because this key can open the windows of heaven.
主不是一个吝啬的人。
Our Lord is not stingy.
那难道他不能够就直接敞开天上的窗户？为什么还要我们先给呢
？But why is it? Can't he just open the windows of heaven? Why does he wait for us to give first?
因为天上窗户敞开呢，是一个属灵的事情。
Because opening the windows of heaven is a spiritual thing.
如果我们没有在生命的实际的里面，是没有办法经历这属灵的事的。
If we are not living in the reality of life, we cannot experience spiritual things.
如果我们有这个给的生命表现的时候
And when we express this life of giving,
我们就进入那个生命的实际
Then we have entered into that spiritual reality.
我们才能经历这个天上窗户为我们敞开
And then we can experience the opening of the windows of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，知识和经历是两回事。
Brothers and sisters, knowledge and experience are two different things.
我们绝对不要把知识当作经历。
Let us not treat knowledge as experience.
那我们如何把知识变成经历呢
？Now how do we convert knowledge into experience?
就是给。
And that is through giving.
所以当一个人他把十分之一在信心里面来献给神的时候，他就进入了生命的实际。
So if a person out of faith gives a tenth to the Lord, then he has experienced reality.
这是给的实际。
This is the reality of giving.
如果我们能够这样的来操练这个实际的话，天上的窗户就会为我们敞开。
And we can practice this reality, then the windows of heaven will be open towards us.
这个天上的窗户敞开，不一定是物质上的祝福。
The windows of heaven, when it opens, does not mean a pouring out of material blessing.
而是属灵的祝福。
It is but spiritual blessings.
而那个祝福是远远超过任何物质上的祝福的。
And that blessing is far beyond any material type of blessing.
这个原则可以应用在所有各种形式的给的里面。
And this principle can be applied to all forms of giving.
如果我们用嘴唇的果子，我们把嘴唇的果子献给神，这个也是能够打开天上的窗户的。
If we use the fruit of our lips and offer it to the Lord, that also can open the windows of heaven.
我们都很熟悉保罗和希拉他们被关在监牢里面。
We're very familiar when Paul and Silas both were imprisoned.
但是他们知道他们手上有一把钥匙。
But they know in their hands there is a key.
因此他们在半夜的时候他们祷告他们唱诗他们赞美神。
And so in the middle of the night, they pray, they sing, they praise the Lord.
所有的天门都打开了。
And then all the prison doors open.
那他们的赞美就是一把钥匙。
And so their praise is a key.
这是我们每一个人都可以有的经历。
And this is something that we can all experience.
约拿他也曾经有这样的经历。
Jonah also had the same experience.
因为悖逆的关系，约拿就到了鱼腹的里面。
Because of his rebellion, he was inside the stomach of the fish.
但是就在他在鱼腹的里面的时候呢，他用了他手上的一把钥匙。
But while in the stomach of the fish, he used that key.
那个钥匙就是他的感谢。
And that key was his thanksgiving.
他在那个鱼腹的里面，他用感谢的声音来献祭给神。
In the stomach of the fish, he used thanksgiving to offer up sacrifice to the Lord.
然后耶和华就吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上。
And then the Lord had the fish spit him out.
那他用了这个钥匙，这个天上的窗户就打开了。
So Jonah used this key, and the windows of heaven opened towards him.
在路加福音里面有一句话非常的好，我们刚才读过。
We read this verse a while ago.
他说你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
It says that given it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
许多人把这一节圣经当作是物质上的回报。
Many people use this verse thinking that what they will gain back are material things.
这是更重要的，是属灵的回报。
But actually, it is what you get back but there's that spiritual blessing.
那到底这一节圣经的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of this verse?
我们知道路加福音第六章是路加福音里面所记载的登山宝训。
We know that Luke chapter 6 is actually the record of the Sermon of the Mount in Luke.
而这个登山宝训呢，它是有一个核心的信息的。
And there's a central message to the Sermon on the Mount.
而登山宝训的核心是在路加福音第六章第三十一节。
And the central theme of the Sermon of the Mount is in Luke chapter 6, 31.
他说你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
It says that, and just as you want men to do to you,You also do to them likewise.
弟兄姊妹，我想这个我们很容易明白哈。我们愿意人怎样待我们呢？
I think this is very easy for us to understand. How do you want men to treat you?
我们当然希望别人爱我们嘛。
Of course, we want other people to love us.
我们不盼望别人论断我们。
We do not like other people to judge us.
如果我们犯错的话，我们也盼望别人能够赦免我们。
And when we do wrong, we want to be forgiven by others.
那如果我们愿意人这样待我们的话，那我们就应该这样待别人。
And if we want to be treated like this, then we have to treat other people the same way.
如果我们愿意人都爱我们的话，我们就要爱别人。
If we want to be loved, then we need to love others.
如果我们不希望别人论断我们的话，那我们就不要论断别人。
If we don't want to be judged, then we should not judge others.
如果我们盼望别人能够赦免我们的时候，那我们呢，就一定要赦免别人。
If we want to be forgiven, then we have to forgive.
如果我们这样的给，我们就会这样的得着。
If we give this way, then we will also gain back.
并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在我们的怀里。
And it is good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
弟兄姊妹， 给就是这把钥匙。
And giving is this key.
如果你需要什么东西的话，你就应该给什么东西。
Whatever you need, then you give that.
弟兄姊妹，路加福音第六章啊，它实在让我们看见一个宝贵的一件事情，就是这把钥匙就在我们手上。
What Luke chapter 6 shows us is so precious because it shows us that the key is actually in our hands.
我们就是要学习来使用它。
And what we need to learn is to learn how to use it.
如果我们手上有钥匙，我们从来不去用它的话。
If there's a key in our hand, but we never learn how to use it.
那我们那个钥匙就徒然了。
Then that key is useless.
那个钥匙就白费了。
Then, it's basically, wasted there.
因此今天我们都要知道我们手中是有这把钥匙的。
So, all of us have to know that in our hands there's this key.
这把钥匙是保罗手中同样的那一把钥匙。
And this key is the same key in the hands of Apostle Paul.
这个钥匙啊，这就是同样的那个约拿手中的那个钥匙啊。
And this key is the same key in the hands of Jonah.
今天神把这个宝贵的钥匙也放在我们的手中。
And today the Lord has put this precious key in our hands.
是可以开天上的窗户的。
And this key can open the windows of heaven.
当我们使用这个钥匙的时候，我们就进入了生命的实际啊。
When we use this key, then we enter into the reality of this life.
所有我们所知道的那些属灵的丰富，借着我们这样的给，就成为我们的实际。
And so when we know the spiritual fullness, through our giving, then we enter into the reality.
第三呢，这个给是一个祭。
The third is the key of this giving is a sacrifice.
诗篇的作者说，我要以感谢为祭献给你。
And in Psalm 116, it says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
为什么说感谢是一个祭呢？
Why is thanksgiving a sacrifice?
因为在顺利的环境，要感谢神是很容易的。
Because when you are in a smooth environment, to be thankful is very easy.
但是如果你像大卫一样，在困难的环境当中，感谢神是不容易的。
But if you are like David, and where the circumstance is very troublesome, then to be thankful is very hard.
因此在大卫诗篇当中里面的那些感谢经常都是在非常不顺利的环境中。
And yet in the Psalms, David's thanksgiving are always in the midst of difficult circumstances.
所以这个时候那个给的感谢呢是一个祭。
And that's why in those circumstances, the giving, the thanksgiving is a sacrifice.
通常我们知道在圣经上说感谢祭呢就是平安祭。
We know that in the Bible, when we talk about the sacrifice of thanksgiving, it is the peace offering.
给呢就是一个平安祭。
Being thankful is a peace offering.
给呢是要付代价的。
And give, there's a cost to giving.
所以献平安祭呢也是要付代价的。
And so when you do a peace offering, there is a cost to it.
这个平安祭和其他的祭它有一点不同。
There is a difference between peace offering and the other offerings.
在献平安祭的时候呢要用许多不同的饼。
When you are doing a peace offering, you have to use different types of bread.
有的呢是要调油的。
Some you mix with oil.
那有些呢是抹油的。
Some you cover with oil.
还有一些呢你要把油跟那个面调匀了以后再来做的。
And some you mix the oil and the flour together and then you make the bread.
所以你要献一个平安祭的时候呢你光是做那个饼啊就要做好几种。
And so in a peace offering, you don't only make one kind of bread, you have to make many kinds of bread.
因此你要献这个祭，你是要付代价的。
And so you have to pay a price when you make this offering.
在一个不顺利的环境中来献，来给，来做这个感谢祭呢，是要付代价的。
So in a difficult circumstance, when you are thankful, you have to pay a price.
那个给呢是一个甘心祭。
And that giving is a giving out of a willing heart.
所以不是必须献的。
This is not something that is required.
神从来不会勉强一个人来感谢他。
The Lord never forced us to thank him.
但是呢，我们又知道凡事谢恩是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
But we know that if in everything we give thanks, that is the will of the Lord.
那这两件事情是不是有一点矛盾呢？
So is there a contradiction between these two things?
一方面是神的旨意。
On one hand, it is the will of God.
一方面神又不勉强我们，让我们去甘心的做。
On the other hand, the Lord will never force us. He wants us to do it willingly.
那我们在思想的时候就觉得这有没有一点矛盾呢？
And so when we think about this, we said, is there a contradiction here?
其实神的旨意就是如此。
But actually, this is the will of God.
神要我们甘心乐意的做那一个选择。
This is the will of God that he wants us to willingly make a choice.
神要我们选择来给。
And that choice is to choose to give.
我们选择来谢恩。
We choose to be thankful.
所以给其实是一个选择。
And so giving is a choice.
是我们在生活当中的一个拣选。
This is a choice we make in our life.
而这个拣选是我让我们属灵的生命进入实际的一个关键。
And this choice helps us enter into the reality of this life.
就像当初亚当在伊甸园是一模一样的。
It is very much like when Adam was in the Garden of Eden.
神的旨意是要让亚当吃生命树的果子。
The will of God is for Adam to eat from the tree of life.
但神不会勉强亚当去吃生命树的果子。
But the Lord is not going to force Adam to eat from the tree of life.
神要让亚当甘心乐意的拣选生命树的果子。
God wants Adam to willingly choose to eat from the tree of life.
神在生命记当中对以色列也是如此。
And the same thing in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord is the same way with the Israelites.
神的旨意是要以色列人遵行律法。
The will of the Lord of God is that the Israelites will keep the law.
但是神不能够勉强人去遵行律法。
But God is not going to force men to keep the law.
因此要以色列人来拣选生命。
And so the Israelites have to choose life.
我们感谢神，这是神给我们极大的一个尊重。
We're so thankful to the Lord that he respects us so much.
虽然他给我们的生命就是一个给的生命。
Even though the life that he has given us is a life of giving.
但是他从来不会勉强我们来给。
But he never forced us to give.
他让我们在自由的意志里面来拣选。
Out of free will, he let us choose to give.
所以活出一个给的生命是我们生活当中的一个选择。
And so when we live the life of giving, it is a choice.
就像当初以色列人选择去献平安祭一样。
It is similar to the Israelite choosing to give the peace offering.
第一个祭 但也是一个拣选。
It is a sacrifice and offering, but it is out of a choice.
这就是给的三个在圣经上里面让我们看见的意义。
So these are the three significant meaning of giving.
一个是撒种。
One is sowing.
一个是一把钥匙。
The second is it is a key.
第三个是一个甘心祭，也是一个拣选。
The third is a free will offering, and it is a choice.
我们最后呢，要在圣经里面找一个大家非常熟悉的故事，来看一个人如何让这个给的生命从他里面表明出来。
And lastly, we want to see a story from the Bible to see how this life of giving is expressed and manifested.
对，这个故事是我们每一个人都非常熟悉的，所以我们不需要去读了。
This story is very familiar to all of us, so we don't have to read it.
就是主耶稣看两个人奉献的那个故事。
It is the story where the Lord saw two persons giving.
一些财主和一个寡妇。
One is a rich man, the other is a widow.
财主投了很多很多的钱。
The rich man gave a lot of money.
那个寡妇呢，就投了两个小钱。
But for the widow only gave two coins.
然后耶稣却说呢，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多。
And then the Lord said that what the widow gave is more than the giving of anybody else.
因为其他的人是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Because the others gave out of their abundance, but the widow gave all.
我们首先看到寡妇的这个给啊，这个奉献是一个祭。
The giving of the widow is a sacrifice.
这个是否是一个祭，不是根据金额的大小。
So a sacrifice is not whether that thing that is given is big or small.
乃是是否需要牺牲。
The thing is whether you need to sacrifice.
他牺牲什么事情呢？这寡妇到底牺牲了什么事情呢？
What did the widow sacrifice?
我们就觉得他牺牲了两个小钱。
We think, oh, she only sacrificed two coins.
不是的。这个寡妇所牺牲的是她生活中的挂虑。
Actually, what she sacrificed is all the cares that she had for her life.
如果她不能够放下她心中对生活的挂虑，她无法投入那两个小钱。
If she cannot lay down the cares of life, she cannot put in those two pennies.
因此她的奉献是一个祭。
And that's why her giving is a sacrifice.
我们在2021年的时候，冬天呢，休斯顿是非常冷，德州整个德州是非常冷的。
In the winter of 2021, the Houston and the whole of Texas is very cold.
而且我们还停电，还停水。
And then we also lost power and lost the water supply.
所以那个时候有很多的这个做生意的人呢，他们都没有办法再做生意了。
And so at that time, a lot of businesses cannot go on.
我们有一个家庭啊，他们是做小生意的，但是因为做生意的地方啊，那个水管破了，所以那整个地方呢就不能够再做生意了。
And there was a family in our midst, and this family has a small business, but because of the water pipe burst, so they can no longer do business in that place.
这一个家的生活的来源是完全断绝了。
And so they lost their source of income and living.
所以当然在神的家中，圣徒在爱心里面，他是有奉献给他们的。
And of course, out of the love of the saints, they gave offering for this family.
他们除了在那一段时间里面，除了圣徒的这个爱心奉献，他们是没有任何其他的收入的。
Other than the love gift.From the saints, they have no other source of living.
但是就在这段时间呢， 这个家庭每个月它仍然有奉献。
And yet, even during this period, this family still give offering to the Lord.
这一个奉献就是一个祭。
This giving of offering from this family is a sacrifice.
这个祭不是根据他的生活中有没有挂虑。
This sacrifice is out of whether you have cares of life or not.
因为他知道所有他所得的都是神给的。
Because they actually know that all that they have belongs to the Lord.
因此他愿意用奉献来做这个见证。
And so they use giving to show this testimony.
我们看到呢，这个寡妇的奉献呢，的确是一把钥匙。
We see that indeed the offering of the sacrifice of this widow is a key.
她奉献的是两个小钱呢。
All she gave out was just two pennies.
但是她的奉献呢，却打开了天上的窗户。
But her giving opened the windows of heaven.
她的两个小钱进入了永恒的国度。
These two pennies enter into the eternal kingdom.
因为神纪念的是这两个小钱。
Because God remembered those two pennies.
所以虽然是只是两个小钱。
So even though it's just two pennies.
但是在耶稣基督的眼中呢，这个两个小钱是寡妇的一切。
But in the eyes of the Lord, he knows that this is all that the widow has.
这两个小钱和财主的一切的所有是一样的。
These two pennies of the widow is the same as all that the rich man had.
对，这一个寡妇的给呢，就是一把钥匙。
And so the giving of this widow is that key.
我常常在想啊，在神的国度里面有没有货币呢？
嗯？
有没有 currency?
Oh, I was thinking like in the kingdom of the Lord, is there currency?
那这个寡妇的两个小钱又是怎么进了这个永恒的国度呢？
How did come these two pennies of the widow can enter into the eternal kingdom?
在那个永恒的国度，到底我们要靠什么呢？
So in that eternal kingdom, what do we depend on?
在永恒的国度呢，是靠信心的。
In the eternal kingdom, we depend on faith.
在信的人是凡事都能。
Because for those who have faith, everything is possible.
这个寡妇在信心的里面，她给了这两个小钱。
In faith, the widow gave these two pennies.
也在她的信心的里面，敞开了天上的窗户。
In faith, she opens the windows of heaven.
我们看到这个寡妇的奉献呢，的确是撒种。
Indeed, this sacrifice of the widow is sowing.
因为她所收成的远远超过她所种的。
Because her giving in return is way more than what she sowed.
因为耶稣告诉他的门徒，这个穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多啊。
Because the Lord said that what the widow gave is way more than what everybody else gave.
这怎么可能呢？她只有投入两个小钱。
He said, how is this possible? She only gave two pennies.
因为她这两个小钱是撒种。
Because those two pennies are what she sold.
而她所收成的是这样大。
And then what she reaped is so great.
所以我们从这一个我们非常熟悉的寡妇的这故事里面，就能够看到这个给的三个属灵的意义。
And so from this story, we can see the meaning, the three meanings of giving.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个给的生命就在你和我的里面。
This life of giving is already in us.
这个生命它要表明出来的。
But then this life has to be expressed.
如果这个生命不能表明出来的话，那是非常可惜的。
If this life cannot be manifested, and it's such a shame.
不论是我们借着感谢和赞美，把我们嘴唇的果子给神。
Whether it is through praise and thanksgiving that we give to the Lord,
或者是我们把我们蒙恩的见证，主的恩典，介绍给别人。
Or we give our testimony of how we are saved to other people.
或者我们学习，在地上来奉献给神，来见证我们一切所有的都是神给我们的。
Or in this earth, we give our money to the Lord to testify that everything belongs to the Lord.
我们要记得，今天神把这个选择的权利放在我们的手中。
Let us remember that today the Lord gives us this choice, this privilege in our hands.
我们愿不愿意让这个生命表明出来，那个选择，那个拣选就在我们的手中。
Are we willing to express this life? This choice is in our hands.
但愿在新的一年当中，我们每一个人，不论我们是信主半年，或者是我们在教会，做长老，做负责弟兄的，我们都一起来学习，把这个给的生命来表明出来。
So hopefully at the beginning of the year, whether we are saved by grace for just half a year, or we are responsible brothers and elders in the church, we want to show this life of giving.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank and praise your grace.
是你自己，在极大的恩典当中，把你宝贵的生命放在我们的里面。
It is through your wonderful grace that you have given us this life in us.
主啊，今天这个生命在我们里面就是人的光。
This life that is in us is the light for other people.
这是我们求主早晨，让我们里面有这样的一个渴望，就是能够让这个生命从我们的身上能够表明出来。
That we have this desire this morning that this life can be manifested and expressed.
我们盼望在2023年这新的一年里面，主啊，我们好好的来跑前面的道路。
And Lord, that in this year 2023, that we will run this race that is before us.
主啊，求主怜悯我们众人。
Lord, have mercy on us.
让这个生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
May this life be manifested.
我们谢谢今天你给我们的带领。
Lord, we thank you for your leading.
祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.